As a society, we've become used to computer problems of one kind or another, just as we've become used to computers. We're so used to them, in fact, that few of us stop to think of the extent to which they now play a role in our everyday lives. A role that shows every sign of growing even bigger.
The question is our society alert enough to understand the power of the computer and to turn it toward the good things, or are there people and occasions when we use this tool for a bad purpose?
You can't do the simplest things today without using a computer. That's because in America today, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is inevitably linked to a computer.
And the personal computer is beginning to invade the home. Here, the computer is used to entertain. Video games are programmed and the battle is waged.
And you go watch kids interact with these computers, and what you find is far from something quite harmful. In effect, what you see is an instantaneous reflection of a part of themselves, the creative part of themselves being expressed.
As a society, we've become used to computer problems of one kind or another, just as we've become used to computers. We're so used to them, in fact, that few of us stop to think of the extent to which they now play a role in our everyday lives. A role that shows every sign of growing even bigger.